You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Morning to you, Rod. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, tremendous. Thank you, Rod. Thanks for being with us this morning here on Anzac Day in New Zealand.
Pleasure.
So, speaking of that, you've got an increase in defence spending in the UK.
Yeah, at about time as well. This seemingly came out of the blue. It was a statement made by the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak when he was meeting with Jens Stoltenberg, the boss of NATO. And it's interesting because for several years now, the defence chiefs and the Americans have been insisting that we spend more on defence. Mm-hmm. And yet at the budget, only a few weeks ago, a month and a bit ago, there was no more money for the defence, for defence spending. And yet suddenly, Rishi Sunak has decided that he's found money to put into the defence budget, something in the order of 78 billion quid, in order to raise our contribution to NATO from the 2%, which it is at the moment, up to 2.5%, which it will be, he estimates, in 2030. Now, you know, 2.5% is a considerable amount by our standards. Certainly, it dwarfs what is paid by Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, the only countries which pay anywhere close to the percentage we pay at the moment to the Baltic states, who have, as you would imagine, a real reason to feel some sort of threat. But Sunak prefaced his arguments by saying we live in a dangerous world. Well, yes, we do. But we did 5 years ago as well. And the truth is that since that time, the Conservative Party has cut the defence budget.
Incredible, isn't it? It's incredible how much money is being thrown into all these campaigns around the world, rightly or wrongly, but someone's got to fight them, I guess. More trouble, I see, too, for Angela Rayner.
Yeah, I think there is more trouble for Angela Rayner. This has been going on for a long time now, and it's a row about the deputy leader of the Labour Party, a kind of self-made woman, and Sir Keir Starmer's kind of conscience as a lefty on the front bench of the Labour Party. But quite clearly, we know this. She owned a home which she claimed was her own, but was actually one she was renting out. We're fairly sure of that. And the second thing, to my mind, the more important thing is that she bought a council house home and then sold it, which is something she thinks we shouldn't do. So she tells the rest of us we can't do that and then does it herself. But more and more neighbours are coming out of the woodwork. And it would appear that Angela Rayner didn't make herself very popular. And they're all saying, you know, this was not her proper home. She had a home somewhere else. She called herself the landlord. And I think it's getting closer and closer to the point where Angela Rayner may be forced to resign.
I guess we'll find out in the days to come. Rod, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Pleasure, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks, good on mate.
Thank you. You too, Rod. Thank you. Rod Little there out of the UK.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.